what was the inspiration behind doing City Night Songs?
So, that was the third year in which, 2011 was the third year in which Checkpoint was collaborating with NUS Stage for the NUS Arts Festival, which was held in March of each year. Mm-hmm. And we had done different incarnations of this project, which was designed to be a professional/student collaboration. Mm-hmm. So Women in 2009, written by Faith Ng, an undergraduate.
Yeah.
Undergraduate crew, but the cast was professionals and the director was professional. The next installment was The Good, the Bad, the Shole, which was written by an undergraduate, Shiv Tandon, directed by me, a professional, but with, I think, six students and one professional, Kubir Jethwani, in it. And again, a student crew. But professional lighting designers. And so City Night Songs was an evolution of that. So it was written, it was a devised work to be written, composed, and performed by five students and two professionals, who were Ghani Abdul Karim and Unshuan, and then directed by me. So the particular concept, I mean, the NUS Arts Festival theme, if I recall, it had something to do with Asian stories, and it was Claire, as the producer and my fellow joint artistic director, who suggested something about Asian cities at night. Mm. And so this became City Night Songs. We had a sort of cast from different parts of Asia, so from Indonesia, from India, from Singapore, and that sense of the urban landscape and the stories of a group of interconnected group of friends was something that evolved during the devising process.
Mm.